T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you be married to Alex Cora? I would be married to Alex Cora.
Oh, boy.
Because he's just walked in the room right now.
That's a big market transition right there.
There it is, right? You like that? I would marry Alex Cora.
Alex Cora, do you have any feelings on Patty Mills coming from the Nets to Boston if they could make that happen?
No comments.
No comments.
GM Alex Cora. What a pro.
Yeah. No comments.
What a diplomat.
How Alex Cora fixes the Celtics. Coming up next.
All right. You heard his voice right there. So Alex Cora is brought to you by Arbella Insurance, and he joins us in studio right now. So Alex, coming off of several wins, really nice time in the calendar for you. I got to ask you first about a one Manny Ramirez, who made a couple appearances the other night, was in our booth. A comment that he said was about Derek Jeter, and this was a little offhanded, but he said Derek Jeter, you know, if he hadn't been in New York, if he had been in Kansas City or somewhere else like that, he would have just been considered a regular player. So you're somebody who's played a lot of different areas, including Boston, and managed here. Do you think there's any truth to that about these really high profile markets elevating a player's status with that kind of stuff?
I believe if you get 3,000 hits and you play for X amount of years, you're still a Hall of Famer, right? It happened in Houston with Biggio. I don't think he said it in a bad way, right? It's more like, now when you play in these markets, you know, guys become these guys, like they become Hall of Famers in their franchises if they play 4 or 5 years there because they made an impact in one World Series or two World Series. And they retire your number because you play X amount of years, and other franchises don't do it. So I think he said it that way. I hope he said it that way. But I got to respect his opinion. But I think Jeter was a great player, you know, and playing for great teams too. And I think it's more about what he meant to those teams. That's what puts him where he's at, you know, the ultimate team player. He posted every day. And that's why everybody respects him.
So, also this weekend, you had Ortiz and all those guys are back. And you got to break this down for me, because I heard you were joking about the fact that you had to move away from Ortiz because he just chirps and he's talking way too much. Like, what is he like when he's not playing and he's actually – is he talking about the game? Is he coaching from the sideline? Is he like a hovering parent? Like, what is it like?
No, he's actually breaking down swings, you know. There's a picture on Twitter or Instagram, whatever, that he's showing me his phone, which is not a
this
good
is,
move.
This is the, he's taking.
It's not a good move.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah. Not a good move, you know. But it was a picture of Dalbec, his swing, and he's breaking it down. And I'm like looking and listening, and I'm like, what am I doing? You know, like, I know there's not much you do in certain times during the game, but I got to get locked in, you know, like I grabbed some seats, gave it to him, kind of like telling him, just shut up, bro. You know,
usually I feel like, like great hitters sometimes aren't the best teachers because they're so talented. It's like, what's wrong with you? Can't you just hit the ball? Like,
no,
what's he like?
But those two guys, they were really good, very talented, but they were good at teaching and breaking down their swings. It wasn't just like, let me go out there and hit. You know, both of them, Manny and David, they worked so hard in their craft. I think David learned from Manny as far as, like, structure and game planning and, you know, how to prepare for 4 at-bats. And, you know, it was fun to watch. Manny will be here at 10 in the morning every day in home games. He'll come here. If it's a left-handed pitcher, he'll bring somebody that throws lefty, and he'll hit in the morning, go home, take his nap, come back. So, you know, Manny being Manny, yeah, there's some craziness to
that's part of it.
Yeah, it's part of it. But the way he went about it, it was amazing.
So, Alex, anytime we see Chris Sale on the mound, we get excited. And we saw him, of course, strike out Wander Franco the other night. And something stuck out to me the other day when you were on MLB Radio and you mentioned the fact that the changeup's there. And last year, of course, changeup was not great for him and he had trouble getting out righties. So how much further along is he this year compared to last year, the second year post-TJ?
No, he's way ahead compared to last year. And I'm very cautious about stuff like this. I don't get too excited because I know how it works, you know, especially here. I know people are breaking it down. Oh, he's pitching Saturday and then he's pitching Thursday and then he's pitching Tuesday or Wednesday. And, oh, he's here at the big league level. It doesn't work that way. But as far as the individual and the stuff, night and day compared to last year. You know, he was, 12 months, a year and a half removed from surgery. He was really good for us last year. Five innings, six innings, just giving us a chance to win. But I do believe we're going to get the closest version of Chris Sale May 18. You know, obviously we have to build him up here. But when he goes, he goes. And he's throwing 96 right now. The changeup is going to be huge for us. Last year, it wasn't fair, you know. It was fastball slider. The changeup was like a bad fastball, and he survived. But I do believe this year he's going to be on point, and he's going to help us.
I want to go back to Manny really quick. Okay. Just because he gave us so much content. One of the things he said that was a little bit kinder maybe was that he saw a lot of David Ortiz and Rafael Devers. I mean, that is a pretty tremendous compliment. Do you agree with him in the way that he's seeing Rafi hit?
I see a lot of Adrian Beltre in Rafael Devers, and Adrian Beltre became, you know, one of the best or the greatest third basemen in the big leagues. I played with Adrian in 1998. His first full season was 99. He made 30 errors, but he, you know, he hit. You can see. I think if you start comparing the numbers, Rafi, offensively, he's way ahead of Adrian. I think the defense, well, we got to the point this year, right? Rafi is, what, plus two, plus three defender at third base. I can see the Dave in comparison because of, you know, Fenway and hitting the ball the other way. You know, I think David controlled the zone a little bit better, but we don't want Rafi to be too conscious about not swinging. But I see more Beltre in Rafi than actually David.
So we're talking to Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox. So Winkowski's been pretty good last couple outings, and I know you got a couple starters, you know, on their way back, and the structure's starting to get there.
The structure is there,
bro.
Comes
the structure. What are the chances a guy like Winkowski stays in the rotation?
He's pitching Saturday, and then we'll see where we at as far as, like, you know, with Whitlock. I just saw him in the clubhouse. He feels good, so it seems like he might be a go somewhere in the road trip. This weekend is going to be Pivetta, Winkowski, Hill, and then we'll decide what we're going to do in Toronto. But really good. Yeah, he does, because he throws strikes with good stuff and, you know, a lot of weak ground balls. And, you know, our infielders have done an amazing job this year turning ground balls into outs. He still has some growing to do, but that's part of the equation, right? And if you see around the league, you know, organizations are not afraid to call up these guys that can get people out, and you know, he's doing that. We feel very comfortable with him. That's why, you know, we didn't talk about Tanner going back to the rotation when Witt got hurt and Nate, because we felt Crawford, Winkowski, Siebel, and obviously Bayo are guys that at one point they're going to contribute. They're really good, and we keep Tanner in the structure back there. We should call them the structure.
We should
there.
Call it the structure. Why not?
Yeah, yeah. And we're in a good place.
Yeah, and I look at a couple of guys, in particular Jarren Duran. I know this may sound uncouth to say, but last year he didn't look like a major league hitter. The fastball overpowered him. This year I think he's hitting 400. I get it, small sample size. But what's been the biggest difference to you with Duran, because he looks like a major league leadoff hitter right now?
I do believe We got caught up on him hitting the ball in the air, right? Hit a few home runs in Worcester, and the wall is right there, and the wind blows out early on in the season, and he wasn't hitting line drives. His best tool is his speed, right? You get on base and you start running. It's awesome to see him run from first base to the plate with a gapper. And even in batting practice, if you see him, there's not too many homers. It's a lot of line drives to left center, right center. And in spring training, we noticed that. He was a lot better, a lot more comfortable in the environment. it's not that our clubhouse is a bad place, but still, you know, you have to, you know, break the ice and you don't want to step on people's toes and all this. And I think this year, regardless of the situation, one day for COVID, 2 days for Jackie in Oakland, now with Kiker hurt, it seems like we're getting the real player, you know, the athlete, the guy that is going to grind at bats, hit the ball on the ground and be safe. Yesterday, that was amazing.
Yeah, like, I don't know how ball, he beat that out.
Yeah, he's safe and it creates energy right away. So he's close to the player we envision, and he's doing an amazing job.
You know, one of the plays, I was at the game last night, and Story had an unbelievable catch at second. And maybe it was routine for him, but the thing that stood out to me is that he kept his feet. That may seem small to you or other people, but the fact that he was athletic enough to make that play and still keep his feet. Like, I was watching it going, holy crap, like, this dude is a better athlete than I thought. And I think I heard you say, comparing, like, one of the best second basemen in the league.
Defensive second
baseman. Defensive second baseman. Okay. Okay. Well, that's key, because that plays to that then, right?
Yeah, he's been amazing. The range, and we mentioned it last week, is not only the first step. You know, you can have that quickness, right? The first step, and you go. But he's also fast. You know,
yeah.
He gains ground. His arm is playing. You know, he feels a lot better with his arm. You saw that there was a ground ball yesterday back to the pitcher. We almost turned a little play, and he let it go to first base. We're like top five in turning little plays, and he's a big part of it. And, you know, he's really good, a great athlete. You got to see him, man. He's nonstop from 2 o'clock till 11:30. He's always doing something, you know, like working his arm, working his swing. He plays, and sometimes he stays in the cage and hits.
Well, he does have a newborn at home. Maybe that's why.
You know what? That's a great point.
Right? Yeah, he doesn't have twins.
He doesn't have twins.
Honey, I got to work.
Alex is young. He's demanding.
Yeah.
Big picture question from me. So you talk so much about the importance of winning series. You've won 6 in a row now. What do you think the biggest difference, if you can find one, in the way that your club is playing now versus that rough start that you had to the beginning of the season?
I mean, the manager made a decision about shaving, and we just took it.
There you go.
That way, you know, I decided that we're going to be better without me with the beard. No, we started hitting. That's it. You know, we struggle a lot early in the season, hitting the ball hard with pitches in the zone, and we were expanding. We start, you know, closing out the strike zone, and we start hitting the ball hard. We start hitting the ball in the air. It started in Atlanta. Trevor hit a home run to center. Then Rafi hit a few, and from there we took off. Pitching-wise, I think we've been solid with our starters from the get-go. We've been a lot better with the bullpen. John Schreiber, since he got here, helped us to get a righty that can get people out. You know, the lefties have been solid. And Tanner, the last 10 days, 15 days, have been great. It's funny because we're hurt right now, quote-unquote, right? No Nate, no Kike, and no Sale, obviously, no Whitlock, and we've been playing solid. But you play good defense, you pitch, and you let the offense do the thing, and you know, you start playing better baseball.
Yeah, just picking back to Story for a second, if you look at the beginning of the season, obviously did not start well. Then he was basically Babe Ruth for 2 weeks, and then he went in another cold streak. But it does feel like right now, after the home run last night, the past 5 or 6 games, it looks like he may be on one of those hot streaks coming up again.
Yeah, I do believe he starts either with walks or hitting the ball the other way. And I think it was an 0-2 count the previous series. He got a base hit, 2 RBIs, just a ground ball through the hole.
Yeah.
And we talk about it, and he knows he can go that way. And then he hits a homer to right center. And all of a sudden, you know, you start feeling confident. Like, I can backtrack the fastball and hit it to right center. If they hang a pitch in the zone, I can hit it out to left. And hopefully it's the beginning of something great. And when he gets hot like that, you know, it makes everything else flow. And, you know, one thing for sure, regardless of if he's hitting or not hitting, he's always playing hard, you know, running hard to first base, stealing bases when he gets on, playing great defense, and he's been a great teammate too. So we're very happy with him.
So I know you got to go in a second, but the Jackie Bradley Jr., like, his success hitting at home as compared to on the road, any explanation for that? I mean, I know he had some issues with his eyes and he got that corrected, he's wearing contacts, but is it just a I don't know, like
comfort.
I don't know. What is it?
You know what? I do believe in the last road trip, he started hitting the ball the other way. Also on the road here, it's been great. You know, like kind of like weight box. You know, just wait for the pitch and hit it and flip it that way. He's making more contact this year compared to previous years. I don't know. Probably rent a house on the road, and he doesn't stay in the
I don't know. It's,
right?
Yeah. I was asking, because you see the green monster, and it's like it makes you can see the ball better.
We'll do something. We'll try it in Cleveland, Toronto, and Chicago.
Yeah. There you go.
Long road trip coming up, but first you have the chance to sweep the Detroit Tigers. So yep. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Thank you. By the way, Xander is playing. He. I said he wasn't playing last night, and he convinced me he's playing.
Really? Jeter Downs at third base?
Nice. Jeter Downs at third base, yeah.
Wow, there you go. A little news breaking from Alex Cora.
I say, like, you know, you're talking about sweeping. You win the first two games, and, like, everyone thinks they're getting a day off.
No. There's other stuff that comes into play. He probably, Rafi's not playing.
So. Okay, there you go.
Good? Yeah, all we're right, good,
thank
man.
You, thank you.
You did awesome today.
Yeah?
Always.
You did great.
Awesome. Always. Good thank job you. By you, Alex. <I'll see> you. Thank you. That was Alex Cora.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.